All right, cool. Welcome to episode 15 of the Almanac Podcast. My name is Alex. I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
What's up?
Why'd you pause? Like, I've never seen you press the button like that.
You fucked up the motion.
What do you mean? I didn't fuck nothing up. I was looking at you.
Nah, bro. You paused.
You're acting weird, bro.
I'm acting weird.
I'm acting different. I never said.
Quarantine got me acting different.
I've never seen you press the button like that.
Well, like this? Just slow?
You ain't look comfortable, bro.
It's just like I'm not used to being on this side.
Oh, I feel you. We are switching sides.
Listen, we you know, we like to switch things up here.
Well, how are you doing, bro?
Nah, bro. Yo, my man's out.
How you doing, bro? I've never been this close to you.
This shit feel like a face off. we weighing up, like, yo, bro.
Fighting for real?
But I'm good, bro. I'm good. How are you?
Chilling. We got 56K with us. Introduce yourself, boys.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Send me a whole figure.
Big dad,
there you go. Sweet, sweet. Let's get down to it. What's up? Tell me what 56K is.
A whole lot of money.
Just a whole lot of collecting a whole
everything.
Lot of sauce.
Yeah. 56K.
Collect them. What do you mean? Elaborate. Where?
Should I tell them really like where the trip?
Give me the origin.
It really came down to, you know what I'm saying, we used to have this group called GP, right?
Yeah.
And it was like a group type collective, you know what I'm saying? But it was like the shit got too saturated. Way past what it should have been. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be it. So
right.
Nigga, it got to the point where one day, like, you know what I'm saying, I was playing the cut for a little bit. So this is when the shit really hit me. One day, a nigga tried dap me up with a handshake and tried to tell me I ain't know it.
He said you ain't what?
Nigga, he told me I didn't know the handshake.
He said, what's you don't know a handshake?
Nigga, right. So I'm like, that's when it really hit me. And then we was in the studio one day and I was like, Ron, like I was looking at our old music. We had this old 56K joint that we had already made, like from the rip. So I was like, I'm saying, like, we about to start 56K and this shit not gonna be... It's not gonna be that. Like, it's definitely not gonna be that. Like, we cool. We all those are the guys. Like, that's cool. But we trying to take this shit next level. Like, we not gonna keep. We grown. Look at y'all niggas.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We grown. Like, we here. Like, we here. Yeah. Right. We here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
And it's not even at the serious point yet.
Right.
We just started. Been there. Yeah.
So, I guess. So, you would have, like, a group. Yeah, so, you have a group. You would have like core members, and then you have
people associated. Before we get into that, what with the whole GP thing, what did that stand for? Just out of like I mean, cause like how'd you like?
We was young bulls smoking way too much gas, and niggas was high. It was Green Pilots, and it was like, you know what I'm saying, we started in high school.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying,
some high school shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm bro.
But we still
like, you know what I'm saying, right.
No,
yeah,
I
you look,
regardless
you,
of anything,
niggas, our discovery is there.
Yeah,
bro,
it's there.
I mean, yo,
it's there.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, all
right, cool. That's what's up.
Now, yeah. Back to what you were saying.
Oh, well, he answered my question, but. But nah, so you have the core group, and then you have people that are just associates, essentially. So who are the part, like the parts of the core members?
Who's the core members? Who you are gonna say?
Do we have
everyone right now?
GP or 56K?
56K. Yeah. We not worried.
We here, baby.
Right. Yeah, we here.
So this is the founding fathers right here.
Yeah. We got the CEO.
This is what we're starting up with right now. This is our starter. Our first three. Okay. This is our first three.
That's what
I'm saying.
But they the OGs.
We not playing the bench.
All right, cool.
Day ones.
Yeah, we not playing the bench.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well then, let's start off with you, Gotti. How long you been making music?
Probably like, I have a song on SoundCloud. It's been out for like 4 years.
Okay.
That's like one track. My man Jack Bando, he just was rapping.
Man, shout out Jack. Niggas know what the basement is, man.
You know what I'm saying? The basement. You can ask a lot of people. St. Joe basement.
Yeah.
Niggas know what
the
Joe is,
I deal to everybody.
Man.
The rapping. You mean just the stupid vibes? How it was. So I start rapping down there. And they really hop on it. Like, I hopped on. Like, we got mad tracks that just went down the drain. Because of
right down the drain.
Because of the stew
setup
and stuff.
Stew setup is so, just not good enough.
Yeah, we really.
We was on some mediocre shit. We was just starting, but it was a good start.
Yeah.
We went down the drain early. You know what I'm saying? So we stopped, like, that stopped my motivation for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was just doing my thing. Then recently, he was like, you might as well do something, but we're not really.
Bro, tough.
Like, He's like, yeah, like we rapping, we not even putting nothing on.
I ain't rapping, he rapping.
He's like, if we gonna do it, bro, we gonna do it, bro. So he's like, you got like nobody really trying to spend money on it, bro. He's like, if you want to spend money,
you gotta put that
cheese in your craft,
let's
man.
Do this. I agree, no, you
feel me?
And he took it off, but me and Fleek kicked it off last summer too, though.
So you guys have any upcoming music coming out as a group or just like individuals? I'm assuming that you guys have individual tracks coming out, and you guys have like individual careers, and then you guys
Me and Yachty, we got a good catalog right now. Me and Fleek got a good catalog. Where? You know what I'm saying? I got
tell the listeners when did you actually start rapping? Give us your origin story, bro, and we'll go down the line.
It would be so hard to even say that, bro. I really started.
I mean,
rapping.
I feel like I can attest. You
was basically there. You was basically there. So you already know. I was in the bull. We're not gonna shout that nigga out, man.
We're not gonna shout
you know
him out.
I'm saying
we don't speak the demons.
Yeah, we not gonna shout that. We not gonna talk about that man. But we was fucking with that man. He had this stool. We set that man's stew on fire. You know what I'm saying? That's where we first started. That's where I first started.
But what year we talking? Like,
this is probably like high school, 2012.
Are you talking about
Bull? Like, bull.
Oh, shit.
Well, we put that bitch on fire. That shit was flaming. Just know that before and after.
So you got your origin story there. I mean that little hive of people. That's a lot of people. That's actually where I started doing my beat making and my production. That origin story is right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like situation was pretty dire. I mean it was a stupid situation as well. It was just out of pocket at the end of the day. Yeah. But origin story. Now you got a good rapper. You know what I'm saying? You get something good out of it. What about you?
Yeah, Fleek, what's up?
Same shit, basically.
Yeah,
Same type shit together.
My mom made music and shit, so it was always there type Thanks. Shit. We didn't.
Your
mom
made music?
She a dub.
No, I'm saying as far as like what type of music was like.
She live in Houston, so she like.
Oh, there's a big Houston.
Yeah, she does other shit, bro. It's other shit, and I don't fuck with it. It's not my type shit, but yeah. So my mom took me out to Houston when I was younger, right?
Relax. You need to relax.
She took me out to Houston when I was younger, and we was out there for a little while. So that's where I probably say that's where I really started fucking with music, cause like the whole like screw shit down there, like that shit.
Give us like a year.
This is like I was in sixth grade, so this is probably like around, I want to say like right around 2008-ish. Like this was like right before, cause when I came back in ninth grade, I started going to township. Then I went right from township to right back to McCaskey.
Okay.
So this was like middle school. This was like sixth, seventh, eighth grade type shit. Like, yeah, I was in Houston. Like it was like, you know what I'm saying, it was fire. Like it was like, I fucked with that type shit, bro. I fucked with that shit heavy. Like, I'm trying to go back. But
a lot of places be better than here. I'm telling you, girl. Like, especially on the west side. The west side crazy.
Yes, sir.
Give us a little bit of how you feel about... Actually, I've been dying to ask actual local artists around here. How do you feel about the music scene locally here? And I'm talking about the county, not just the city itself.
It could be way better if people was real.
So, I mean, elaborate on that.
Like, as far as, like, supporting each other, or...
No, you're supposed to support it. Yeah.
I definitely feel like that's
support.
A thing.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much people...
Yeah. It's like people don't understand. Like, come on, it's common sense, nigga. There's an algorithm, and, you know... We're only gonna go somewhere with support, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like, at the end of the day, you know, and it's a matter of, you know...
Right, just because
people
you
don't
know
people
me,
see it. People see us, they're around, like they wanna like
person.
Shit. They'll like shit, but they not comment, they not you know what I'm saying, they're not trying to help the algorithm,
you
know,
person. Oh, I like that,
right? Exactly.
I'll say as artists, how do you guys take to like feedback, whether it's fan or just critic?
It's annoying, but I like it.
I like niggas' bodies in person. That's why I like go to shows.
I
like go to shows.
So you see,
that's when I had the time. I be going to. I be. You know what I'm saying? I just be chilling because I like going to the shows because it's fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know people that's performing is lit. All right, but still, but it's just there's just some weird shit in the air about this music scene out here.
Yeah, it's
just not like vibing right.
Well, at the end of the day, it's
that's why people had it clicked. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So like, the way I see things like in the music it's industry lit, out here, it is cool. I think there's a lot of like good creatives out here. But
yeah, it's lit.
I feel like one of the biggest problems is the fact that at the end of the day, it's the music industry, and a lot of people are trying to get support from other artists.
Yeah.
Right. But at the end of the day, you trying to get support from another artist, it's...
It might seem like, oh, this nigga on some
nigga,
weird
I show
shit.
So much love. I go hard. That's what frustrates me, because I go hard.
I see it.
Nigga, with everybody, I go hard. Like, I literally go hard with everybody. Nigga,
so much love
nigga no matter what you're doing, nigga, because I understand how algorithms work and everything, nigga. We not gonna go nowhere if niggas aren't showing the same type energy, bro. Right. That's why I go hard for everybody. Like that shit.
But at the end of the day, don't you see it as like competition?
That's why I pull up.
Yeah, but at the same
time. And not to like sidetrack, but like Dirk, I was listening to like Dirk's project, and he even said it on there. He said niggas like my music. They call them groupies. He said, but niggas are still bang with like Lil Baby's music and don't even know the nigga. Like feel me? It's like that. Like
exactly.
And that's and I agree. Like it's literally just like. People have like a it's not good music unless everybody likes it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like you can't like right. People are scared to just like shit for like for liking it.
Right.
Some people be mad at a nigga because you tough.
Right.
Be your own people. Damn, right. You tough.
That nigga
damn.
Tougher than me. Damn, I can't even like that. And it's crazy because bro, whenever I see like one of my niggas going up, like literally, whenever I see one of these niggas, bro,
you should be happy.
Nigga, that shit excite me, bro. Right. Nigga, I listen to these shit. These niggas, nigga. Oh, my niggas all rip every morning because it's like niggas are going up and that's really what put the flame like underneath me, bro. I'm like, damn, like, I got to do something.
You
like,
fuel each other. And then nigga. You start building catalog. You got all this shit. You start coming up. You start building foundation. If you got a steady foundation, only way you can go is up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, for sure. Tell me more about... So, I mean, are there any other... So, tell me more about, like, the associates, or do you want them to speak for themselves?
Like, who do y'all associate with here from here?
Or that you would consider part of 56K.
Everybody about to
is
see.
Is it kind of just like...
tuned in, they already know.
Word?
You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be that hard to find out. Yeah. But we was tuned in with a lot of people that... before.
So, what do you mean?
You said before, so the list is longer. I mean, shorter now.
Yeah, it's way shorter.
Okay.
But you're saying before as in, like, you mean you're working before with other artists or
time.
Other, like,
before
producers?
Before a certain time.
Ozzy Thrax.
Yeah, free my man Ozzy,
right,
man.
Right, right. Like, Mellow, like I'm saying, Olam.
Yeah. I about to say, we had Mellow in
like,
the
Drama
Nas,
earlier. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's niggas who, like, I'm saying, those are still our guys, but niggas just... Niggas are sitting on the bench, so you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta.
Sometimes.
Not for nothing, those my brothers, but I'm saying. Y'all gotta,
if you're not putting the work in.
Nigga, come on now. Come on.
Yeah, I understand. No, I understand that.
56
pages. You have to carry your weight.
Nigga, right.
Wait till
exactly.
You come home.
Right. My man Salvador. Shout out Salvador.
Salvador.
I understand that. Okay.
Shout out.
Oh, actually, yeah, I actually started listening to his music. I didn't know he was part of it. That was what's up.
Yeah.
So like talk about more about how you're trying to interact or trying to like grow your audience.
My audience basically just off the social media right now.
Off the social media. So talk about how like the internet's just kinda like do you feel like it's easier for you to just like kinda
that shit is corny.
Get on or
it's tedious.
I'm not even working on the audience. I am, but that's all already for shit we debated. Right now I'm working on my craft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as you should.
So right now I'm just promoting shit that's already done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not promoting nothing that I'm trying to do work or wanna do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no
mixtapes, no
snippets. Nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
What's done is done. And what's gonna come. You will see.
Oh, I understand. I respect that.
You know what I'm
like,
saying? Because like, we hitting the stew damn near every other day. Got to
just
try.
Just not working, right?
Not even.
You just got to trust I'm working.
Every other week. Every other month. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what's up. Do you got any... So, tell me more about what separates you from other local artists around here.
People that work with me know what's up.
You gotta elaborate.
Niggas be rapping. Niggas be rapping, and
God.
It takes a lot of time to like. It takes a lot of time for them to like come around because it's like niggas.
Because they're not
like,
working.
Nigga, like, yeah, not. That and it's like you know what I'm saying like you could sit in your head and think like oh I'm saying like these niggas are. these niggas are really trying to rap and shit. But at the end of the day, we really are just rapping about our, you know what I'm saying? We really just rapping about what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
We are around, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're sitting there, niggas be really sitting there thinking about, you know what I'm saying, the bars and shit. Like, I got this one nigga who, I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? This nigga, I be thinking about this shit the other day. Like, this nigga, every time I see this nigga, it's like music, music, music. But it's like, bro, nigga, I got a whole life. I got to take care of my life. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's you're not just music, bro. Yeah. And that's what I rap about is my life and music. And it's like,
and that's why it's fun.
I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's I can't like a just, release. You know what I'm saying? I can't just keep pumping out music. I got to wait, and I got to wait for shit to happen.
To
like,
feel it.
Nigga, I'm not, yeah, I'm not just, it. I'm not just so, trying to crank out just anything. Like, anything I'm not just, for, I'm not just going to sit there and think about it. I'm not just going to sit there and think about it either, bro. When it comes, it's going to come, and it's going to be authentic. Like, it's going to be real authentic.
It's quality over quantity. So you're saying, like, your creative process comes from real life inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen to our last tape. If you listen to every song, the vibes is just there.
All okay,
there.
Plug it in. What's it called?
Damn, what is it?
Yo, yo, come on. Yo.
What is it?
It's 56K shit. 56K shit. 56.
Okay. All right, cool. So, yeah, definitely peep that out.
It's on SoundCloud, but yeah, it's gonna come to all platforms. And May 24th, it'll be on all platforms.
That's so I'm saying, like with this quarantine shit going on, is it do you feel like it's affecting the process as far as like
what trying to work?
Just trying to be like get these like you know actually not like pump these songs. Like I said, we're not here to like push it out. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But not really, but yeah, at least to do videos. I really want to do videos because we got the music.
Yeah.
We just want to do the videos. Right. So videos is coming soon. A whole lot of visuals. And the visuals is going to be stupid. If you already seen the visuals we got, that's light. But you know what I'm saying? The videographers out here is type goofy.
Would you say
that's a big problem.
Would you say they goofy over like the just as far as like the social distancing or just because they're not trying to do bad business?
No, listen, I've been trying to work on videos since last year. Exactly. Make some fucking money. I'm trying to book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
I'm
saying,
well, I know out here in Lancaster, there was a huge what's the kid's name? Brian Kelly.
Yeah, RP big bro.
Yeah, I mean, I know he was probably one of the better videographers out here locally. You guys haven't found anyone that kind of kept up or matched up?
Nah, we have, but just bad quality business. Wise. Mm.
I mean, it's funny enough. They're not like the first people to tell me that. I've heard from like other artists in the city.
Well, that's why I ask. I'm like, I want to know how it is locally, what the music industry is like locally here, what the vibes are like.
There's some niggas that are fire. It's just hard trying to, this nigga.
Like, push on.
It's just, yeah, like, it's just, like, they be acting weird. Or,
they want to work on themselves for before what? They want to work with you.
They have no work ethic.
Yeah, they want to work on themselves. All right, work on yourself, and then...
Right.
Too worried about the image and not the okay.
Yeah. So I was saying earlier, like I was talking to Piff. I was saying.
Hold on. Nanny, my bad. You know Nanny stay calling me.
I was saying to Piff. I'm like, I feel like you guys have a very distinct style as opposed to like other rappers that are currently releasing music here.
Yeah.
Like, and I was saying like so. Like, with what you guys going on and saying about the whole, all right, so, like, back to what I was saying about, like, how y'all said that it's, like, it's hard to work with a lot of local artists. Do you feel like, and back, like, also just adding in, like, how y'all say y'all have a different sound, do you think it's hard to incorporate that, like, as far as featuring and collabing with other artists here?
Yeah.
Don't do features.
Huh?
Don't do features.
Y'all don't do features?
Nah.
For real?
Well, tell me why.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. You don't have to.
Because it's hard.
It's hard because what? They're not doing like the... Because like here's what I find really hard locally when it comes to artists.
The creative process.
Yeah, the creative process. I feel like everyone here locally is not in the same room when they're creating the song. They're like, send me the track. And when you want like real good music, I feel like you have to be in the studio with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're about it, come through now. We just finished recording, or we're both about to record.
Nah, I could do that.
You know what I mean?
There was one time, me and this nigga Chemistry Crazy. This nigga was on live. I'm at the crib. Boom, this nigga start rapping on the beat on live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, I want to hop on it. Boom. He's like, say no more, slide. I just slid off of that. What he's just spitting on live. Went over there, recorded the shit.
For
you
real?
Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think that's dope. For real.
Yeah. It made a tough ass song. Like, track is smashing. You know what I'm saying?
So, do you guys have studios you guys go to, or do you guys build your own?
I got yeah, my own setup. It's insane. Like DIY. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got a studio. So it's like, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we
nigga. We just trying to look around and find a spot where we can just all be together and like us and just him saying. Because right now, I'm saying I got a whole family right now. I need to get a better studio. I need to get another house and get a better studio so that way me and him can lock in the way I want to again. Because I'm saying like. That's never gonna be us. We not sending no tracks back and forth. That's a dub. We love each other too much for that. It's a dub. It wouldn't even sound right.
You have a natural.
Exactly. Way it wouldn't even sound right. It wouldn't even sound right. It wouldn't even sound right. Yeah, it's a dub.
Understood.
So it's like I'm saying I need to. The only thing I really need at this point for the studio, which going forward, I'm gonna get the Chaotica eyeball joint. Mm-hmm. And then I'm probably gonna. Yeah, and then I was going to get a MacBook, but I kind of want to get a PC because not for nothing. I'm trying to build a little gaming rig, not for nothing.
I think this whole industry is goofy. If you're trying to get into the music industry and you're like, I need a MacBook, I find you goofy. If I see you with a MacBook and I know you just started working with music, I'm going to look at you goofy. I'm like, you're not really about this. You're really about the show. You're pulling up with a MacBook. Nigga. Like.
I make it work with a little $70
iMac.
I'm just saying y'all not ready for the heat that comes off GarageBand.
Nigga,
but I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of people get their start there.
I don't say Unc came around when we was in the basement. Like, nigga, you know, listen, not for nothing. It's not nothing to brag about. But listen, there's nothing worse than recording a roach crawl in your ear.
Right.
So that's what we talking. This is what we talking back in the day. This is what we you know what I'm saying? Like we came a long way. We not going back, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Only
like, nigga, only going that's forwards, crazy. Bro. That's the same. We only going forwards, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? We trying to find a little studio set up, but at the same time, like, once I grab that, we going to lock in, and we're probably going to work on a second 56K tape, for real, for real.
Okay. Well, when do you think? If you haven't started, I'm not going to ask you.
Probably this summer. This summer. We working all summer. Yeah. That's normally how that second works. We around all summer.
You guys have anything coming up you guys want to promote?
Doing the Rage of Challenge.
Briefcase.
This is a Rage Attack.
Briefcase, elaborate on that.
Big bands, I ain't.
Yeah, it's a song me and Bro did, me and Piff.
Oh, okay.
Briefcase, big bands, I ain't busy.
Drop it soon. Right now, yeah.
We waiting on the video to get.
The visual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That joint to get.
So where can we find you guys?
Right.
YouTube right now. We had a master plan at the beginning. The goal was to just make as much music and as much videos and keep them to ourselves for as long as possible until the summer. And we was working with somebody and we just thought it would be a good idea to drop one video. Then after that, you know what I mean, so other people decided to drop other videos. So now we don't have as much videos as we thought we were going to have. But
speak a little closer into the mic.
We don't have as much videos as we thought we was going to have, but we're trying. The music is there. We just need to work on the visuals.
Okay, nice. So tell me more about like your team. You guys are the three core artist members. Are there any like people that you work with that do mixing, or is that all being done yourself? You're engineering, mixing, mastering everything yourself.
In the production, the production aspect of your team.
You gotta understand which songs, because that used to be done all from us. Well, right. For me, I used to do all that shit. I used to mix everybody's songs, mix Bust, not his songs. Me and him, we go straight to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Usually we slide the.
My man local, Babo. Yeah. LB.
Yeah, shout out my man Babo LB.
That's what I mean. We went to Double Studio. Yeah, out Miller's.
Slid out there.
We was fucking with
the Roadrunners.
The Roadrunners, yeah.
Okay. So talk about maybe a little bit about how you guys kind of market yourself in like a local aspect here. How do locals know about
that's
you guys?
That's what we do. We go to stools. We pull up. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the stool.
Curtis Gant.
Yeah, we slide to Curtis. Anybody. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go to the stool.
Word.
That's how we link. We pull up.
I just do a whole lot of posting. I got like 3 Instagrams. You know what I'm saying? I'm real local. Yeah. Nigga, I do a whole lot of posting. It's not even that I want to. Yeah. It's just at this point, like, you know what I'm saying? I watch the numbers. I got a business Instagram. There's been times where I stop posting. I start posting. I watch the numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? We older now. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, half the time, I don't even want to be posting. But it's a matter of if I stop, we in Lancaster. Niggas will pretend like I died or something. Like I died or something.
R.I.P. Fleet.
I'll be working on my life, you know what I'm saying? Trying to work on my bimmers, niggas. Bro, where you been? Like,
look at this ass nigga. Niggas just trying to pull up with bread, though. You know what I'm saying? If you say you got the stew, we coming with the bread. We want to work at the stew. We don't want to. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to talk none of that shit.
Yeah, I feel
let's
about
work. We ain't trying to party. Maybe we can party, but not to an extent where we can't work focus and get our and money's get, worth. Get you know what I'm saying?
I understand that. Shit.
So that's where some people got it fucked up.
Okay. They think you just slide through and it's...
But it's still lit.
Bottles up, smoking, like, you know, chilling.
Right.
Not no work. Yeah. I feel that.
Or we still be working, but still, like, I don't know.
Not y'all. I'm talking about... people you work with or collaborate with.
Now, some people you tried to work with.
Word. You got anything?
All right. So my question is, like, I know it's not uncommon, like with groups as far as like, you know, like rap groups as far as like the collaboration aspect. How do y'all feel as far as like, look, when you compose a track, like, are y'all like. Are y'all going, like, are y'all just sticking to, like, y'all roots, or, like, not to say, like, y'all ghostwriting, but feel me, like, you'd be like, bro, this would just sound better if you said this instead of this, like, how, like.
Have you guys written anything for other people?
I don't
people?
Do that, I don't take no advice. So, are you guys... That's my brother, and I know he insane.
Yeah.
But I don't ever just tell him, just because when we were younger, we didn't do that, so I'm just, like, I take his advice. Yeah. I definitely take his advice, but we're not writing no bars, bar for bar, and not me and him. We too sharp. Yeah. Me and him are too sharp, and it wouldn't sound like, it wouldn't be a peanut butter or jelly if niggas was just two peanut like, butters. You know what I'm saying?
What's y'all take on that? Like, as far as like, do y'all respect ghostwriting? Like, as far as like, if like niggas who get their shit written,
no, just fall back.
Nah, we don't respect ghostwriting, but say it like this, if bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying, but if my man came up to you, bull, just like, yo, I'm trying to start rapping, I'll pay you to write my shit. You not doing it?
Yeah,
I'll do it.
But the reverse effect is not cool with
that. Nah, because like right now we promote our brand. Our brand is whatever we thinking.
Yeah, okay.
So if someone's just like, I got some bars for you.
No,
not about it. But the other way around, you're cool with it.
I'll be like, sure.
Say somebody come down like, yeah, I need some bars. You can have.
I mean, I was just curious. Just
I mean, that's like that's the music business. It's not uncommon.
Like, I'm just asking because I feel like it's a culture that's accepted now. You feel me? Like,
yeah, that is. But I because
niggas
care.
Really be dookie nowadays. No, yeah, we're, niggas really be valid. Dookie I, nowadays. That's not so, valid. That's valid.
They can't rhyme fast with last.
Yeah. I fuck around and hit the books before I ask a nigga to write a bar for
me. But my man's on the dictionary like Eminem.
I'm on the encyclopedia or something.
It's not that hard to go on Google, bro. They got a whole rhyme zone, my nigga.
You can go to Google before you ask
rhyme zone that junk.
Like, I was crazy.
Like, what are you doing?
Okay.
That shit too much. All you gotta do is listen to music. That's the most.
That's why I don't even write no more.
I listen to
music
sometimes.
No more,
you
guys like all right. Like, all right. You guys enjoy freestyling versus writing or what?
We do both.
Give me a take by take.
He's the illest freestyler.
Word. Give me a take on what a studio session is like with you guys.
Man, it's been. I'm gonna keep it being. I just started, so it's different with me. He hyped me up to start rapping. I'm going to keep it a buck. Him and my man Jack Bando, like Max Mason, all of them like hyped me up to start rapping. They are all right. Like
studio shut down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they do. He show love. That's what I know. You feel me? So that's what I show everybody.
Okay.
Because the music game's still new to me. So say they don't like somebody. We're all men of our own. They don't like somebody in music or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to say I don't not like them because I don't know what the situation is. All They've been through it with them. They like how they said they had to make their group smaller.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, that's why I only fuck with the people I fuck with because they are the ones putting me, like, I go to Fleet Crib, he got the studio, and he's ready to work. Yeah. I go to his crib, we ready to go to the studio, go pay for something. So either way, it's coming from love from both of these two. So
okay.
That's how saying I got with them.
You know? All right. So tell me more about what your studio sessions are like.
It's like, it's Fleekin for real, he be going off the top.
Yeah.
If it's me and him,
I just punch
he'll
in.
Go off the, he'll punch in.
I started that like last year. Like, yeah. I started.
Or I think of a hook, he'll think of a hook.
Okay.
We'll just go
back and
ping
forth.
Pong. Same with him, ping pong.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like, it's a bounce.
Especially the chemist joint. If you watch that video, you hear that song, the chemist one, ping pong.
Yeah. So that was all natural?
Yeah.
We started writing
improv.
Freestyle. All right, so it'll probably be a regular day at the studio, me and Ron is different from a regular day at the studio, me and Fleek and Ron. It's all different. You're going to get different music depending on what you got it with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we look up certain types of beats that he know that I could just snap on. I look up certain type of beats he know that, like, he could just snap on. Listen to, I'm like, bro, you should probably do this flow on it. Like, I like when you did it, how you did it in this song.
Yeah.
So he'll freestyle, get something like it, you know what I'm saying, on a beat probably similar, like, if we try, because we don't usually do, like, we have a whole bunch of, like Detroit-type beats, like, we got a whole bunch of music to, like, those type of beats, then we got a whole bunch of music from, like, you know what I mean, probably, like, Memphis-type beats, like,
okay.
We try to switch it up, so, like, it's freestyle, but he's writing beats, it down, he got the bars, a million old songs that never released. Fleet got a million old right now. We could probably crunch everything up.
Specifically, I got like 200 or something.
Now, when you guys say
and
like,
I never had that much like, music, and I like it's I never like niggas be talking about that shit, and it's like never like I literally on my computer, like the disc is full. I can't make no more music, and it's never really been like the whole time I've been an artist, it's never really been like that. We really got a lot of music. Like it's really a lot of music. Like.
So what would you change about the local music industry here? If you had to change anything, or would you keep it the same?
Access probably to stuff. Like there's easy access.
To what?
To like if I wanted to make a song today, drop a video today, like if I wanted, sometimes we be on that. Like if sometimes I'll call somebody to do like take some photos. Or something, then we be in a stew, and it just happened like that. We all link up, it just happened, we want to shoot a video today. We might as well, we got the camera, we got the da-da-da, we want to do it like that. It'll take 2 months from that date for us to even get a glimpse of a video, or if we want to get it mixed and mastered, we're going to have to send it to somebody, and it's going to take some time. So we trying to do it ourselves. We trying to get it up and do it ourselves. Like, we already got the
stew. Invest in ourselves and invest in somebody else so many times to where they just keep fucking up that it don't even make sense.
And themselves, like...
So, you mean... we'll talk about that because, I mean, I think that's how a lot of us originated is... we all invested in another studio.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we currently don't have access to it.
Yeah.
You know, like... And that's shit that sucks.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I got real...
Hold on.
I'm busy. Yeah, so that's why I pretty much grabbed the stool, because it was like, he needs a stool. He needs a stool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When it happens, it's going to happen. But it's like, nigga, when I grab that shit changed my life, because it's like...
Because the access is there. Yes, yeah, well, what people need to understand is, like, with artists, it's not like going to work. You don't go, you know, wake up and... some people do, but some people just, like, they have lives that they have to take care of. So, like, if you're not feeling inspired, right. And when you do get inspired, you don't have access to a studio.
Uh-huh. That's in a way.
That's a whole
like
song
my disc
dead.
Is full and I got a whole
the
shit
whole song
on my
is
head.
Dead.
I'm trying to record right now. Yeah. My disc is full and it's like, nigga, I got my producer right now. This thing out of Baltimore. Shout out, Nick. Nigga, luckily, this nigga been on my ass, like, since the beginning of last year. Like, I fuck with this nigga so tough. Like, this nigga tough. That's texting him all the way here. Like, this nigga, like, be on my ass about working and shit, and it's, like, I love him for it, because he FaceTiming me every day, everything, and it's, like, nigga, I'm trying to tell him, like, my disc is so full, like, because of all the music, like, it's, like, I had to decide, like, unfortunately, I had to let some shit go, and it kind of hurt my heart, because I'm so deep and connected with my shit, like, I'm saying, like, I love these niggas, that's my brothers, like, I'm trying to let go of none of that shit. And when you get a studio, and say I got my own studio, so it's all real personal music, like, I'm saying, I got shit with my shawty on there, like, and say my last tape, I got my shawty on the intro. You feel me? Like, my music is at a whole nother level that it's never been at. You know what I'm saying? It's really like the shit is real. Like,
it's
shit
as
is real.
And real.
Nigga,
as it gets.
Nigga,
bro.
Yes, sir. Bro. Yes, sir. So it's like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I having the studio is great. Like, it's great. It's a blessing, but it's frustrating not having the access for real. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Earlier, you guys had you mentioned about like having like beats from like Detroit and what was it, Memphis? Yeah. So like,
Alante, you gonna say Alante B? You gonna say shout out here?
Okay, yeah. So that's what I was gonna get into. So I'm like, so you guys also work with just people outside of?
Yeah, I just be buying beats.
You know? Let's say we're older now. Older. Like we definitely plugged more than just like local. Like we definitely are older. Like we got.
Y'all branch out. What's the boy's name? The boy Grim Goblin. He be sending niggas beats.
Nigga, yeah. right. But them doing some
shit on him. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's dope that you guys network out.
Yeah, yeah. I got. Y'all know how I am with people. You know how I am with people. Like, I support a lot of the niggas, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you my brother, you my twin. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go crazy for you. So it's like. I got niggas that I fuck with in Atlanta. I got niggas I fuck with down in Florida. I'm saying my brother Kush, like I'm saying, he down there.
Like you don't get reciprocated energy when you support other people.
That shit corn, bro. That shit corn. Because I really be doing this shit.
You run into that a lot. This shit is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Shit is just funny at a certain point. It's just like,
Right. Like, all right, just cool. Laugh. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually niggas going to catch up. Like, it's all right, cool. You know I fuck with my shit. Then what are you listening to?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
You really can't say nothing about it. It's just like,
Right. Because I can see. I got SoundCloud Pulse. I know who's listening. I know who's supporting and who don't. So it's whatever.
Exactly. Actually, yeah. Exactly.
And that really deters how much I put into this music shit. Unfortunately, I know I gotta go hard because they're going hard right now. But as far as my fan base, like you know what I'm saying, y'all don't deserve nothing right now. Y'all don't deserve. You know what I'm saying, I could go crazy right now. Yeah. The budget getting crazy. Mm-hmm. But how much do y'all deserve? I'm only going crazy because they going crazy. You know what I'm saying,
like,
We're not even going crazy. I can't wait to hit the video drop with the boy.
And that's light. That's what I'm saying. The boy Coop.
Are you expecting to drop that video anytime soon?
Or? I don't know. I just threw that in the vault because they got some shit in the vault. So I'm just collecting at this point. Like, I'm start collecting like that. I'm collecting too.
So it's not, like you said, the vault. His vault with music is different. You got to understand that. So you know what I'm saying? You said, what would we change in Lancaster? Like, I don't want to say it, but it had to be the way videos are produced and how they're produced. So if I look at a video from out of town, look at a video from Lancaster or the person that did it from Lancaster. Just really look at it. Look at how long it's taken, how interested are you in the video.
Okay.
It's stuff like that that's going on right now. He wants to drop, but... People don't want to be SoundCloud rappers. You got to see him to feel him. You got to see him to feel him. People see us, they feel it. I was a fan before anything.
You got to know that person. You really got to know
what
that
From what I heard, your shows
be lit.
The shows. Niggas be almost dying.
That's some real smart shit. You have to see it. I agree.
It's crazy.
You definitely just gave me like this is $1 million worth of game right here.
It's not about saying all right. So music is about expressing yourself, right? But it's not about sitting in your room and then having a million people feel it from seas away. Yeah. The people in our city, the people where you at, they can feel it and see it. That's different. That's a different vibe. And that's what we're giving. It's not like, there's a lot of R&B singers, they're going to take off, or people that's doing a lot of auto-tune and stuff. We yelling, like, whatever I'm doing, I could rap in front of a whole group of people. Yeah. They're going to feel it the same way, but at some shows, it's going to be different. You can't get the same... That can't get your music across the same way.
Niggas gonna be scared. Niggas don't even literally pop out. Niggas be weird nowadays. Like, it's like, shit's so weird. Like, it's like, another thing, it's shit so weird. It's like, shit's so saturated.
They're just trying to
live
on the internet kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, niggas be inside their house in the closet. Now, anybody can get this stool. So, anybody can try to be a rapper, unfortunately. Anybody can just try that, but it's not gonna be authentic.
Even if you have an iPhone.
Nigga, right. I seen Young Bulls on Instagram. Like, look at my latest shit. I'm like, damn, I just put all this work into this track, and it's like, this nigga and that's a young boy, and he got,
like, I don't know how to explain it.
You're gonna hear the music and feel like you're in tune with shit.
It was horrible.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, dang, like you don't know if you were gonna laugh, be a little scared, or whatever.
It's like some punk
show,
rap type shit, basically. Like,
okay.
That's the vibe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hit the dope and go blind. Ray Charles on sip of my cup, you might doze off. We gon' take all his plays. Press, pause, tell him, homie, don't trip. Don't fall, you ain't coming to shop. Get lost, had to load up on grips, so there's no cause. When them racks to the field, play ball, boy, ain't fronting his move. At all that bitch feeling my mood. Big love, take that hoe to the back. Dip off, I won't beat on the back. Get draws, I hop out and attack. Switch, crossing his back to the track. Home, bitch, don't you begging and tripping on one. Takes on the chill on the strip. My breath with the smoke in the south when I move. Round, why you press so weak? No sound when I spark it, bust. Get down, why you press so weak? Weak, no sound when I spark it, bust. Get down, why you press so weak? Weak, no sound when I spark it, bust. Get down, why you press so weak? Weak, no sound when I spark it, bust. Get boom, 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 boom.
Doing dirt by myself, I don't tangle with two. That bitch still on my top, like she fits in the roof. They ain't stand up in court, but they stood up a room. And I'm off in the trap, turn that bitch to a zoo. How this nigga get shot, now he think he a goon. I do my dance on the man in the room. When I say that you blown, it's not a balloon. Roll up a wood, then I sit on the moon.
I'm smoking pot when I feel like it's clock. Ringing the clock for the gas in the seat. I never sleep on no racks in a dream. Having nightmares, they call bro with a knee. Come to find out that it's true, was a dream. And it's burning me out, man, I still can't believe it. It's burning me out, man, I still can't believe it.
She not a bag, I'm not chasing her. I don't want nothing to do with it. He needs some gas, I don't know him like that. Come pull up to the back, miss some shit in the bag with the poop in it. But the blunt that I got a nuke in it. Stewardess, I'm taking flight on these niggas. Oh, you got a body, but I think he capping. That shit never happened, put that on a crucifix. These niggas be claiming it with it like they got the juice, or we know it's just fruit punch. Ain't gotta act like I ride with these niggas. My old moves is probably they new ones. They wasn't stepping on toes of the game, but expecting to fight when the food come. But it's spent in a bite when the food come.
I'm at the trap with a passion. Feeling like I'm at a chap. Got some moves on my pack, I be dashing. Since I trip on a bitch, need a paddle. Get the pack from a rap on a camera. Grind you up like I play with the cattle. You bought off, you was born for the battle. On way out, if you die, you tatter. Taking toys like a baby's a rattle. I peeled off like the stars in the ground. Crack is not if you miss to this cash. You won't shoot, but I won't put a pass you. I go crazy, you know what a Zan do. Sipping fast, now I think I got hiccups. Caught a plug, he pulled up in a pickup. Calisthenics, you know that's a pickup. Pick.
All right, so this pertains to like you guys say you with each other, by yourself, y'all have a lot of music just in development and already made. What's the deciding factor for what you're gonna drop, when you're gonna drop it? Like, is it based off of what, like how you feeling?
I'm gonna drop basically how I'm feeling. But it's basically what basing it off of is just the videos and the access to getting those videos right now.
Okay. So you feel like, if you feel like this song's just gonna like particularly hit in this
moment?
It's more
of a visual, like how you said, like the shows, you know what I'm saying? It's more like you gotta see this shit and hear it to really feel that shit. Yeah.
Okay. I respect that.
Get the whole package. Like, why you wanna drop some bullshit? I ain't Quavo, I ain't Young Thug. Yeah. Ain't nobody you wanna hear my first couple bars, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't know me.
Okay.
If you don't got that support. But if niggas wanna see that visual and see what's really going down,
it's promotion. It's a spark off. Yeah. Like, so if we do something or we say something in Lancaster that nobody ever heard.
If you see somebody's link to their audio or their link to their video, which one are you clicking?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. For real. I'm going to be real. Not even trying to be on no funny shit.
The same song, but next to each other.
I don't consume music with videos.
So what if you know
personally? So like my thing is like, because I like to critique artists like on my own, obviously.
But if you see that shit next to each other, and I got nothing to do,
then I'm watching the video. Yeah. If I have nothing to do and I'm like, but if I'm like, well, if I'm doing something, I'm just gonna click the link. Like, I'd rather
watch the video.
But if I'm not doing it, I'll watch the video.
But if you want to check the artist out and you in tune to that artist,
All right. And there's a lot of bullshit ass shit out there too. Like, our shit is a movie. Like, exactly. It's us. So, like, that shit us. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta work on movies.
And
that's what it is. Like, all right. So if you got 200 songs, would you be all right? So you would be interested in hearing those 200 songs? But imagine he dropped like a 2-hour video with all the songs, like how he's living.
So like how Frank Ocean did it.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, just how he's living, how he's feeling, what's going on, everything.
Finessed out that deal, right?
Yeah. Listen, just wait till that Better Than Never movie come out. You're
all right.
I'm
so
unking that joint. You're
he said better than. So my my next question is, as far as like when it pertains to the industry, like, is your goal, like, do you guys plan on, like, going, like, strictly independent, or, like, are y'all looking to sign? Like, what is y'all, like, where do you feel like you want your career to go as far as, like...
Even individually or as a group.
Yeah, all right, so anybody can jump in.
I don't know what niggas' thoughts is right now, but, all right, so, you know what I'm saying? We gonna figure that out when it comes, but... Nigga, I was listening to this Dolph the other day. He dropped this joint called Sunshine. I don't know if y'all heard that joint.
Okay.
Nigga, he snapped, bro. You heard that joint? Nigga, he snapped on that joint. And you know what I'm saying? Dolph is independent. And that shit had me thinking, like, nigga, he's one of those artists, nigga. He's one of them artists that had me thinking, like, yeah, like, I could do this, bro. I already got money, bro.
You could sell yourself.
I already got money, bro. I could do this shit. Like, we already, nigga, I got Unk. I got this nigga. Like, we could do this. We good. We got this. We could do this. We could do this.
I was just saying, because, I mean, I feel like, after Nipsey,
but not necessarily selling out.
No,
it's more just promotion that we need.
I'm not calling nobody. I don't think anybody's a sellout if you sign a record deal. I just feel like the concept now is like if you sign a deal, most of the time you're getting fucked over because the label own you. And as far as because I know like the way you guys are portraying yourselves, you know, you guys say you drop when you feel it's the right time. Whereas like with the label, they gonna tell you like nah,
you gonna be
you
spooky,
can't drop
right.
that. You'll be on Uzi time. Feel
right.
me?
I'm not feeling that.
Everything gets saturated.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not feeling that.
But I also just feel like after like Nipsey Hussle died, like the whole mindset of like owning your masters to all your music, you know, the copyrights, I feel like that's been the mindset to be independent. Like even Tory Lanez just did it after he broke his deal. I feel like it's a even Chance the Rapper he
so
became prolific off of being independent.
So like
I wonder,
and them niggas got bread.
Yeah, right. But like
everybody want to get rich. Everybody want to be rich.
With Langster,
just want to be happy.
With Langster specifically,
but don't want to be broke.
People don't have that access. I've been seeing.
Right.
So they don't know how to register like their masters. They don't know how to get their publishing. Uh-huh. They don't know how to like.
It's not that hard to learn.
The thing is, even if you do get your music and you get it to a good platform and you get all of these views and this and that, if you can't equate it to money, which I've seen it locally, what are you doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How are you guys handling that as a group or individually?
Homework. You got to do homework.
So you guys are taking in those business
aspects.
That's
ain't nothing dropping. That's another reason why nothing ain't going to drop. Why would I drop something for free?
Exactly.
Right? Like, why would I do that now?
No, I'm just asking you guys.
But why would I do that now?
Okay.
Like, I'd rather charge a nigga $100 for a mixtape now.
Nipsey Hussle it.
and drop something for free.
Okay. Exactly.
You feel me? Like,
definitely.
Everybody got to hustle.
Exactly. I put two tracks on every platform last year just because it's like
going into
we could have been
song.
Doing it, but it's just like at the same time,
every,
like we still good
going
on SoundCloud.
Into every song.
We really still good on SoundCloud. Niggas are in tune. Like it's like, you know, so I got people who, I did put the tracks on there, and it's like their feedback is good. They're happy that I put it on all seconds. They could listen to it, stream it, whatever. You know what I'm saying, but it's like, I ain't make no bread off of it. Right. Not like I do off a show. Not like I do if I finesse some other shit. Like come on, it's not like
right.
Come on,
you're doing it straight off the love.
Yeah,
the strength of love right
now. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Album.
Go for it.
Say no more.
I'm in the lab with a chemist, a cook. We ain't talking prescriptions, flipping and turning this shit like a book. Check the same as an interest, reading the scale while I'm putting some words on a hook. Play my cards and go fishing, hand in the strip out the door, my dance on a brick. Move on to a digit. I'm in the lab with a chemist, a cook. We ain't talking prescriptions, flipping and turning this shit like a book. Check the same as an interest, reading the scale while I'm putting some words on a hook. Play my cards and go fishing, hand in the strip out the door, my dance on a brick. Move on to a digit.
Rock and roll, little baby, let's beat up the block. When we speak with a metal, let's talk about guap. She gave it up cause her head like a mop. Been hungry all day, she gon' eat every drop. Bogo T to grab peas in the pot. And she won't let me leave cause I'm all that she got. Ain't say I ain't shit cause I'm stuck on the block. And I land in the rooms where they want you to rock. Open the wood and I stop for the lot. Beat on a nigga, this bro gon' watch. Why this nigga here if he ain't gon' shot? Why this nigga out 30 if he ain't gon' pop? Open the wood and I stop for the lot. Beat on a nigga, this bro gon' watch. Why this nigga here if he ain't gon' shot? Why this nigga out 30 if he ain't gon' pop? Open the I stuff it a lot. Be the old nigga that's broke on watch. Why this nigga here if he ain't gon' shot? Why this nigga out 30 if he ain't gon' pop? Open the wood and stuff it a lot. Be the old nigga that's broke on watch. Why this nigga here if he ain't gon' shot? Why this nigga out 30 if he ain't gon' pop?
pop, 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 pop. And 30 my nigga gon' pop. Wise nigga got 30, he ain't gon' pop, pop, pop. Wise nigga got 30 if he don't pop. Why's nigga even here if he ain't gon' shit?
They don't knock at the door, tell him go to the lot. Leave with a pack and come back with a knot. Reel up on Ross and it's back to the spot. Don't fuck with new plugs, only shot my folks.
They won't let us in it, cause we do the most of. But he'll be a target and he'll be a ghost. He started ducking, make him hit the wall. Brought him a car cause he wanna smoke.
Hold up, bro, he wasn't ready, he choked. Blue and green strips, rockin' soft with them ghosts. Grab me a 40 to pull up and post. She tryna fuck, yeah, I told that bitch no.
But look how she suckin', I'm fuckin' the throat.
She called me baby, I told her I'm grown. All of that cuffin', I leave it alone. If she want the dick, I move peace out of home.
Alright,
go ahead.
Music aside, fuck it. Just like music aside, like what, like how are you guys just like pertaining to how things going are going on with like just the quarantine shit? Like how is it affecting you?
Nigga, I was locked down. Like I was booked up.
During?
Hell yeah.
God damn.
Anxiety attacks.
Yeah, cause stop smoking cigarettes and everything.
I stopped smoking pulls. Look at this shit. I had to. Yeah. Eating good. You know what I'm saying?
Health is wealth right
health
now.
Health is wealth right now.
And that's health is wealth, bro.
So if you have a message for your listeners,
a whole letter right now, that shit crazy. Like, more life, my nigga. More
for
life.
For all the listeners.
Yeah, if you have a message for
love your life and love right, and love right. Everybody around you.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Who gonna take care of you?
I said, my man Fleet got this cute ass bulldog in the room, man. Like my
plug it in. My man, yo, at Brazy Bulls.
At Brazy Bulls.
On Instagram. BULLS. They all purebred tri.
Bull.
You know what I'm saying? English bulldogs. You know what I'm saying? I got all the paperwork, everything. I got mama with me. You know what I'm saying? The pops, he a blue out in New Holland. His name Blue Money. And yeah, you should really tune into my Instagram because it's saying the music ain't all. Music ain't all I do. Let's just say I got so many. I'm saying I got that. I got the Bimmers. Like I'm saying, niggas don't be trying to take care of their life. I'm saying it's it can't just be about music, bro. Because then I would have never came out with the song 325 IS. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like
wait, bro.
I respect. I fuck with the whole like the old school Brimmer thing. Like I've always known you, you've always had Beamers. But they're the old jobs,
bro. I know, and niggas, at first, it sucks because it's a hard game to play, because at first, you know what I'm saying, my first one was dicked, because we live on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, so them joints are old, you feel me, so it's like, trying to have one that, you know what I'm saying, like, today, they're all rusted, there aren't none, like, I'm trying to find a sedan right now, and not for nothing, I can't find no 3 Series, so I'm about to just, I got, you know what I'm saying, with the baby on the way, not for nothing, I got this 5 Series I want, but the shit's the whole way over in Cali. But it got a V8. It's this Calypso Red. I already got a Calypso Red 525. And I was saying, I'm crazy. I got the 525, but this junk got the V8. And it's going no rust, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm trying to get that junk, make it happen. Because it's like, the old junks, the ones over here, there are none. Like, you can't get nothing. Like, you can get some shit, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not it. It's definitely not going to be it. And you know I'm saying, that's why my first two were clapped. And niggas were like, I seen a couple little sneak disses here and there about, oh, niggas, old Bimmer. And
I did not. I remember.
A couple local little rapper type shits. And I'm like, nigga, I like what I like. And so I don't even care what niggas are pressed about, bro. This is like my 6th Bimmer. Like, I'm not even pressed, bro. Like,
I just remember pulling up on you on Queen Street, like over by the Marriott. And I saw you in the black junk.
Oh, my baby.
I remember, I was like, I saw you. I rolled down to my window. I was like, yo, that junk tough.
Yeah,
like,
that's the first time I saw you whipping.
That's my baby. And fucking, yeah, bro. Because it's like, you know, like, I just feel like when it comes to, like, car things, you know, usually it's like, all you see is, like, Honda, Subi, shit like that. But, like, just to be, you know, just different. I fuck with it because it's different.
Yes, sir. It's an ultimate driving machine, you heard? Hey, niggas know how I drive. Come on, niggas know my body.
You be skirting. Hey, I'll say, oh yeah, you niggas posted. I saw you skirting it up.
Right. Right.
So NASCAR. NASCAR.
Tell me more about Chemist. What made you guys create that song? What inspired you guys?
To be honest, I can't even remember, bro.
My man was cooking something up. What it sound like, Kevin? Right. I feel like you really can't. He said what inspired that.
Chill. Niggas was making some ramen noodles.
My man was watching Bill Nye. And like,
I probably just, he probably sent me the beat. Who sent me the beat? You or me?
Nah, we was in the stew. I'm not gonna say that was freestyle. So listen, with that one, it was funny and it was weird because I ain't like that one off the rip. Like, I told bro, this is not the one. I don't like it. I left, right? So when the song started, I'm gonna be here. Listen,
you gotta be real. It's 2020. You gotta be real. Bro, you gotta be real, bro. You gotta be real.
I'm gonna keep it a bean because you know, all right, people.
You gotta keep it a bean.
You feel like people know their potential.
That's all.
All right, so I did the hook, right? So it wasn't supposed to be a hook, though. I had that whole thing. I'm in the lab with a chemist. That joint was a whole verse, right? I dropped that joint down and we was at the Bull's Stew and he, I had something waiting for me outside, so I go to go get it and I leave. I'm out there, I drop my phone, yeah. So I'm out there for like 20-30 minutes.
He can't get, you know what I'm saying?
I told them delete my shit before I left. Bro. I'm like, delete it, bro. Just hop on that joint, delete it. I'm out.
Start finessing it.
You feel me? I came back. They got damn near a half a song. I hear his verse. That's inspiration. Now I'm freestyling on that joint. It was a different vibe on it. The beat changed up and all. So I'm like, damn, this beat changed up. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this
said,
is tough.
Like the same joke.
So I'm like, yeah, I start freestyling. He's like, all right, so he brought, I feel like in a way he brought me out for inspiration, but then he my inspiration in a way because nobody investing in their music besides Fleek, right?
Yeah.
So around his circle, the people that he know, everybody raps around him. Yeah. I can go grab 10 rappers around the corner right now if I wanted to, but nobody's investing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. They'll drop a video on Facebook, YouTube, whatever the case may be. But when all right, so you like music because of the bars and stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I like music because
I got a discovery too.
I like
I
the
got
backstories
a couple videos
on people and all this. Like I listen to their music, then I'm like, dang, he sounds interesting, or I want to see what's going on with Cuz. Like, yeah, like, you know, and then it's like, damn, it's Bull. He looked like that. Is he really about that? Like, you feel me? Where is he from? Like that type of shit. Like, so when people see us from another, when people see us from 26 countries away, and they like, dang, like they hear us, they're gonna be like, oh, well, these people sound different. I wonder where they're from. They never would have think Lancaster. Then we putting on Lancaster in a way. So it's just like it'd be crazy. It'd be crazy with them.
No, okay.
Like. Different vibes.
Sorry, I'm trying to look for more of your tracks.
But yeah, that joint was ass to me to begin with. I was like, nah, bro. But him and Henry, shout out Curtis. He was hyping that joint up. Like I'm like, yeah. And when we did the video, for I just started rapping. He got everything he want in the vault. I got one song on SoundCloud, nothing in the vault, and 2-3 songs out. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's, really?
Yeah, like I'm bare with the, like, I don't really have a lot of. They discovery there, mine's not. They fuck with me. I was a fan of GP. Started going to the shows. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I knew them
this
for.
This is
just
bro.
For,
you know what I'm saying? But bro, it was always freestyle.
Years.
I'm like, bro,
you know what I mean?
This
and,
nigga freestyle.
And they really rap though. So.
But when he freestyled, that's when I was like, yeah, yeah. Nigga,
you need that energy.
No, he's just funny as shit.
Oh.
I'm like, but the energy, yeah, the energy too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just like, yo, what he's saying
funny,
is clever. I'm like, you spitting some clever shit.
Yeah.
Shit was
once
funny.
Once Unk started going up, I was like, yeah,
that
yes,
shit,
sir.
That shit coming off clean.
Right.
You spin that shit. Let's get it.
And I knew them for a second.
We
like,
can match that vibe. Yeah. Yeah, the chemistry already there. Boo.
Exactly. So,
that's all how it started off, freestyling.
Yeah, and Kevin's was a testament to that, for real, for real. Because he brought me out to the I didn't, if I wasn't linked with him, I wouldn't know where a stew is.
Right,
I'd just be rapping, right? So, he bring me to the stew.
Ivan.
Yeah, we was an Ivan.
Tell me more about Die Ugly Nasty.
Die Ugly Nasty? Listen, you don't even understand. I thought that joint, I was on. Listen, I ain't no bitch, but I was on the top bunk cooling, you know what I'm saying? I'd take the top bunk, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cooling. Listen to the radio, I had my radio. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I need to change my name. I wasn't trying to come home to the same name. Shout out to the Bull, what's his name? The nigga, what's his name? Peter Pimp? Shout out that nigga.
Yeah.
So I ain't trying to come home and fuck with that nigga, so I was like, damn, I gotta be, change this joint up.
I'll show you.
Fly. Marty
Piff. Oh, no. That's what you mean. It's Marty Piff Fly. You know, Mr. West Piff ass with the oil. You know what I'm saying? Ollie Papa. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, damn, I got to switch this shit up. I was like, Dynasty.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the
play's
nice.
Sounds good. Yeah, I was like, Dynasty sounds good. I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. I even called. Didn't I call you, bro? I told you. Dynasty. I was like, I'm about to change my name.
He
Dynasty.
Said that. 100%. He called me. That nigga was on that. I was like, bro, that shit ass.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was like, listen, I was like, I'm going to change my name too, bro. Fuck it.
Yeah, he did. Most definitely did.
I feel that.
That's how it came about. Niggas just booked. I was like,
you need to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, reinvent
we
myself.
We older now. That's what I'm saying. I was gonna say
because you go by a fleek, but your at is Semi Hilfiger.
Yes, sir.
So how?
Ran up 10 bandits on mommy. I put that shit up on Tommy.
Well, tell us more about how you got that.
I got a lot of Tommy, and I got a lot of Tommy.
Feel that.
He don't fuck with niggas. Yeah. Just like us.
Right. Right.
Tell me more about how you got your name then.
It's Yada Year for real, right?
Yeah, niggas is Yada. Yeah. Mr. Yeah for
listen,
real.
Call him and you're going to find out.
Yeah. My man boosts himself up with that name. Like, right there, he just go up like Yada Year for real.
Yeah, for real.
You're never going to get enough.
Tell me about
listen,
where.
Depending on what it is, because we're going to run down real quick.
Yeah, tell me more about where you guys see yourself going. Next,
we was trying to push to do shows most definitely, but what's going on right now? It's not gonna happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Oh, because of the quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's what we was pushing towards, and that goal, shit was gonna ideas, happen. We was gonna throw our own shows. Fuck, you talking about? We was really about the Bogart shit. Right. Put our own bread up. Real, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, independent shit.
Yeah. So fuck my birthday up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Life was birthday real party. Fast. You could have a birthday show.
Yeah. Real fast. Now it's so slow now.
I got a baby on the way.
The goals is changing. Everything's changing.
Yep, goals is changing. You never know. Niggas might not be making music next week.
You really don't know. It's like it's so authentic. Like, you know, you never know.
That's how real it is.
But yeah, with the way everything looking right now, you only get better music. This is a depression moment. All right, so it's just going to take a while for everybody to hit.
Yeah.
But everybody going to be like,
don't you feel like you should be?
No disrespect, people having kids. Yeah. Y'all got things to look after.
Right.
Money not where it's at. You got to do certain things to get it now. Mm-hmm. It's everything. This is about to be a vibe. Grungy. It's gonna look.
It ain't fun no more.
It's not about to be bubble.
I went broke a couple times last year. I went broke so many times. Yeah. The year before that, I went broke so many times, but I still went broke a couple of times last year.
I was saying in a past episode, I was saying to Alex like when this shit had first broken out. I was just saying, like, I felt like, me personally, I thought it was a good time just for, like, artists, people in general who are just producing shit, just to be putting their shit out now, because people don't have shit else to do anyway. Like, you won't have no excuse not to look at the video at this point if I send it to you. Like, as long as I'm aware, I like to, like, if someone sends me something, I look at it. Like, I'm never the type to just be ignorant and ignore it. Like, I got my mans I got one of my mans who raps in Pittsburgh. My man Rockstar Jay, shout him out. I'm saying he just dropped the video not too long ago, like King Kong, and yeah, like he sent that joint to me, and I was like, yo, bro, bet, like it's like that, but
yeah, so like not you guys specifically,
like, but like capitalizing, just like saying like a moment to capitalize.
Yeah, don't you think it's with the whole quarantine thing happening? Yeah, you can't do the shows, but do you feel like you guys should be, and maybe not specifically you, just artists in general, should be capitalizing on releasing a lot of stuff on the internet.
Nah, not me. This is where I'm trying to. I don't have a lot. They got you. These. If it's a question for them,
no,
I don't know how they.
Right
now, I don't have a lot of music in the tuck. So this would be a time to perfect. Like we like everything. We like perfect every aspect of music. We want to perfect everything. So how he sounds, how he raps, he want to get it across a certain way in the video, how it looks, how it sounds with the bass behind it, the beat behind everything. And we don't want to just run into the studio, make a song. We want to do that sometimes. Like, we want to just make a video. Like, we give out, like, all the music out right now is, trust me, throwaway. I hated Chemist. I don't like the song being sampled. The songs that I don't like. We got music that I like that we're just waiting to.
I hate a lot of my own music too.
Exactly. It's feel me?
Yeah. I feel like that's the thing as an artist though.
I'm at a place where I love my last two Semi Cruz success. I love myself right now. Like, okay. Nigga, I love myself. I'm ready to make more music.
I'm happy to make more music.
I got so much music in the tuck that I never use. So much music.
Tell me, what's the battle in between you guys?
Well, it's a battle between me and myself. I mean, like, perfection. I can't perfect myself.
Yeah.
Do you guys struggle with like working with producers and then you guys work on something and they kind of just go MIA? Yeah.
Well, if we need need something, so they got to understand as artists, sometimes, all right, so sometimes we need, like, all right, so if I can't yell in this studio and I could yell in this studio, then I might want to work there, bro. If I can't get jiggy in the studio, smoke a blunt, and drink some liquor in this studio, then I might want to work here, bro. There's not, every studio is different out here.
Exactly.
So we can start not, hating on you.
You feel me? And the price is not really a problem,
be yourself.
But it's definitely a problem when I'm paying and it's not coming across how it should. If I pay $100 there, and I know if I pay $50 here, it sounds better, but I can't yell, I can't drink, I can't smoke, then I'm mad. Then I wanna lay something down there, then take it to this studio so I can do my ad-libs then.
Yeah.
And that's the problem we're running into constantly right now. And our videos, if I wanna shoot a video today, and this is just a song that I made off of the top of my head, is how I feel today, then I wanna drop it tomorrow, bro, so everybody can see how I was feeling yesterday and see how, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we were on, and that's what we were trying to do, like have 12 videos for the summer, 14, 15, 16 videos, so we could drop every week. So you see how we feeling, how we living.
You dropping
everything.
Too much sauce, chill, bro. I'm about,
yo, he saw me nodding. I'm like, yeah, okay. I never really thought that'd be a problem. Like, but that, the fact that you shone light on that, but I've been saying that from the rip. This is $1 million worth of game right here. But no, you're right. You are right. That is. I respect that. My man let out how he really felt.
I mean, he probably had a voice of problem. No, keep going.
What's
sorry.
The problem? But
if you had it,
So I got something. So this is just pertaining to like how you guys say like you guys like to do the visuals, and I respect that because it's art. But so when it comes to the live shows, like right now, the discussion is like. As far as just like live events, like with like sports and shit like that, they're saying like, you know, they've been talking about doing like nobody.
I've never been to a live event in my life. Never been, well, other than like, you know, a little basketball games, football games, never been to an NFL, NBA concert, none of that. That's not my body. That's not how I live, except for their shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, like, it's from my point of view, and that's from Lancaster. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the first thing I seen.
The shoe was a vibe.
And it was a vibe. It was small, but it was big. It was bigger than what it was. You get what I'm saying? So when now that that's not an option right now, now it's videos. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when it is an option, everybody could.
You're right. Y'all ready to jump back in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Niggas already gonna know what to expect.
So what are you who are you guys looking to work with? Yeah, videography wise.
Well, my man Piff say that.
If you have
anyone.
He said, you know what to expect. I feel like I'm just gonna get hit with a chair or something on some WWE shit. You know what to expect. It's gonna get wild. Like,
niggas are this nigga right there.
Listen, they almost died at the last show. They almost died. I mean, not the last show.
Niggas do be on
two shows ago.
He said, you know what it's hitting for. Steel chair as soon as you walk in.
Either y'all were at the Fruition Drunk?
No.
Listen. The bull got pushed into the mirror, almost died. Like
you did?
No, I got it. We use it as cover art for a track. I forget what cover it is.
I bought the Drake.
It's a local nigga.
I bought for all of that.
Yeah, yeah. And the nigga got pushed into the mirror because niggas was moshing and cut his whole shit up. Like they shut down the show. Like they shut that shit down. it was wild. It was litty outside of the show after that. I got it on Snapchat. Everything. I, you know, I keep everything. But
yeah, okay.
Shit was litty. Boy ended up in the hospital. He was in the hospital the next day. Like, niggas had to.
I was saying, with the show being.
Praying for him, everything.
With the show being canceled, they didn't, like. The venue still, like, showed. Like, they still paid you, right?
No, it was like.
No, bro, we had to sell tickets.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was we were doing it for. It was like a.
Niggas
like,
came up.
Looking
though,
out. I was
for
saying,
real.
We was
came
looking
up,
out
though.
More or less. But that's what I'm saying. We had it. It was us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We had it lit. Like, we was looking out, we did the shows, and we don't do shows with niggas no more just because we get it so lit. That's
I miss that, bitch.
It's to the point where it's like, niggas not bringing out people. Niggas not bringing out people like we are, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? We get it lit, and niggas be trying to run with that energy. So it's like, no, we not, that's why we not doing shows right now. We not doing shows with people no more.
So the first show I went to with them, you gotta understand. All right, so this is how I knew that he was rocking. This is my man's. I know everybody that's performing though. I come, I see him. They say you're going up last or something like that. Yeah, you're supposed to go up last. Then when people start leaving, then you throw him on to get the crowd hype. Everybody hears the music, it sounds different.
Yeah.
The crowd's getting hype. Then you want to take him off stage. your weight here because you're still going last. That then let me play my song, play your song, play my song, so I can piggyback so people don't leave.
He wasn't there.
As soon as he's done with his set, everybody's leaving because you're going
to party. He was there.
It's a vibe, like, they know how it's coming.
Nigga, he did the Neo jump.
Oh, no, not that jump. I'm talking about a different jump. He's talking about a different jump. Same ball, though.
Yeah.
He said, ooh, yeah.
They start like they just want to capitalize. All right, so they want to capitalize off of not our sound, but the vibe we give people.
Let me take some time to disrespect, nonetheless. Niggas not authentic, get it poppin', Percocet, if my name atop it, he get knocked about his flesh, money guapin', profit, and his shorty on my head, gotta keep a bag, it's like my son, I can't neglect, bitch, I'm wide awake, so many days I had to slept, me a more than fucking pesos, I'm in love, that's what I meant, they told me chill, but I just can't, there's too much fuego in my chest, knock his halo off his head, demon, no regrets, scheming, he can stretch. He want my penis in her neck. Plug it, let's connect. Blood on S, he might be next. Stop. Lately, I've been extra. You should keep your head up. Let me take some time to disrespect. Nonetheless, niggas not authentic. Get it poppin', Percocet. If my name atop it, he can knock the ball his flesh. Money guapin', profit, and his shorty on my head. I can't neglect, bitch, I'm wide awake, so many days I had to slept, bitch. Me a more than fucking pesos, I'm in love, that's what I meant, they bitch. Told me chill, but bitch. I just can't, just too much fuego in my chest,
Birdie don't tell me, run now, I'll leave the crib without the 4 pound, hey, tell the source like something we can bust out, I remember back in the cut when he bitch, they wanna smoke, now they wanna fart now, still run off with packs, please don't hit my jack, you can't get it back, shouldn't have fronted that, stab me in the back, I'ma shoot you back, check my fucking stats, bitch, I've been in the mix, hit my fucking jack, he gon' make a diss, I'ma let it blast, I'ma pull up quick, he gon' come and blast, why I got these sticks, cause I'm on his ass, why I'm fucking lit, cause he's fucking trash, part of my bag, little bitch, Glock in my bag, little bitch, I might just blast, little bitch, then I do the dash, little bitch, part in my bag, little bitch, Glock in my bag, little bitch, I might just blast, little bitch,
We're going to wrap up the Almanac podcast today. We want to thank 56K for popping out, you know what I'm saying, and showing love on the show. You know what I'm saying, fellas? We really enjoyed having y'all on. You know what I'm saying? This is the moment to, really plug yourselves in. Let us know what y'all about. Let them know what's coming out. What's the wave?
You know what I'm saying? We about to drop Briefcase, the next video to drop you know what I'm saying, with the book Dro Films. What she saying? Big Uddy Shorty with the P-Pack. You can follow me at Don Nasty, Ugly Nasty, you know what I'm saying? Coolin', chillin' with the gang. All types of shit, man. Same shit. Different day. Big quarantine.
You saying?
Little quarantine.
Hit me. Big old 56K shit.
Long social distancing.
At Bimmer Semi. At Ben Blocks. Free Thrax. At Brazy Bulls, BRAZYBULLS. Like I said, AKC, full bread, you know what I'm saying? And just fire.
They gonna duck when I slide like a hockey puck.
at Mr. Yeah for real.
Mr. Kick a soccer ball.
At Mr. Yeah for real.
Mr. Handball.
And I'm gonna get 56K play that's gone right now. Cause like I said, I got a little bit of a discovery. We've been doing this shit for a while.
Niggas
like,
out here playing both sides of the tennis
court. We got some today.
They dropping the playlist. The quarantine vibes coming soon.
All our videos.
Mr. Slick shit. Eat grits. You know what I'm saying? You know me.
All right, but yeah, like I said, we appreciate y'all coming on. We just want to let y'all know we're not posting right now every week like we used to just because of what's going on with quarantine. So we hope y'all can understand that, but we appreciate y'all for still tuning in.
You know what I'm saying? Miss it on post, smooth with the butter with the toast.
Smooth.
Do the most.
Ooh. Dang, splash book.
Sprinkle the salt is not my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Say no. He said, Mr. Sprinkle the salt. It's not my fault.